Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
The other day I was talking to a teammate and I was starting to get frustrated and I started to feel overwhelmed because we got a lot of details running around here. And this teammate's awesome. This teammate said, "I want to help you. What do you want?" And when this guy asked that question, I smiled because I knew I didn't know the answer. And I told him that. I said, "You know what? I don't even know what I want. I'm focusing so much on my other areas right now that I just need you to take over this other area. You just got to take it, man. And you got to figure out what I need." And it was a great chat. Number one, it told me that our team is awesome. Number one, it told me that I'm not alone. Number three, I think I'm talking with numbers. Number three, it told me that is a great question. If someone you love or someone on your team is getting frustrated, it's a great question to say, "I want to help you. What do you need?" And what it does is it forces the person to slow down and it forces the person to really articulate their desire. Desire, I love the word etymology. It means to give birth to. And so a lot of us have this thing that we got to give birth to. It's a desire. But we don't even know what the desire truly is. And so it's really wise to take a time out and say, "You know what? I don't know what I want. I got to go figure that out." Or if you're in a team situation and perhaps you're the one who's managing a lot of the tasks, it's great to say, "You know what? I don't know what I need, and I don't even have time to figure out what I need, but I need you to take over this project." And there's something freeing about that as well. Because look, you can't do it all. I can't do it all. And there's some projects that literally need to be handed off. And let's be honest, our team can probably do it better than us. That's one thing I've realized. As a solopreneur, as an entrepreneur, I thought I had to do it all. But now, as a CEO of a global business, I gotta basically say, "You know what? I don't know how to do most things, but I'm gonna get smarter people around me, figure it out, have them figure it out." And there's something freeing about that. And listen, if you are a solopreneur right now, be encouraged. And that was me for a lot of years. And what I realized is, every single thing that I can begin delegating is the only way we're gonna grow. If you think you gotta do it all, you're a control freak. I'm just gonna say it straight. And listen, here's the truth. We're all control freaks, let's be honest. We all want control. I think others hide it well, but I think at the bottom, underneath the surface, I think everybody wants control. But listen, you're not gonna grow if you gotta be in control of everything, because the truth is, you're not in control anyway. So we might as well admit it, right? Listen, I wanna encourage you today. I want you to articulate what you want, and I want you to get around yourself some truth tellers, because here's the reality. There's probably some things that you could do for other people that would be amazing for them as well. So it works both ways. Sometimes we're the one that needs to take on a project for somebody else because we can do it a lot better than them. All right, this is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. Go make it happen. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. And Saint Irenaeus said that the glory of God is man or woman fully alive. And what a sunrise. I don't know if you can see it, but amazing. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.